time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religions or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy, just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people in ordinary pain, not the kind you see on television, like the wife of Atlanta or basketball wife. I'm trying not to put a division line among the people, but to unite all people. And the topic of the show today is oppressed by shame. We're going to come from Romans chapter 15 and verse 1. I want to put a disclaimer out there. I'm not coming from the King James Version, but I do read the King James Version. But I'm reading coming from the Translated Study Guide book to help me understand the Bible more. So I just want to put that disclaimer out there that I do read the King James Version Bible. This Bible here helped me to understand the scriptures a little bit better. And like I said, in the topic of the show will be oppressed by shame. But written down, I would like to open up the show with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask you to help us to let our heart to participate with others, to let their desire to fulfill their task, which you have chosen for them to do. Now, this I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. At this time, we would like to go to a break, but the tradition break that we usually go to, but today we're just going to go to a break, and I'm just going to highlight some comments and things that need to be spoken about the show, some topics and things we need to discuss. And we accept all journal of music, gospel, hip-hop, pop rock, R&B, country, etc. We are hip-hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you to keep it clean. You know, we can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. Upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. If you would like to call in and participate with the show, the only thing you have to do is dial 213-559-2995 and press that. You can be participate with the show. I would just like to say, also give a shout out because we got a new segment. It is called Hip Hop Honor Roll. And the honor roll for this week is a young man named Jeremiah Asbury. He attends to Little Cooper Elementary School. And he's on AB Honor Roll. And I just would like to give him recognize the great job in which this young man is doing and staying focused in school and everything. So I just want to give a shout-out to Jeremiah Asbury. And he's doing good in school, and I just want to recognize that for the young kids, for the hard work that they put in. And they go unnoticed so many times in life. But let's get back to the topic of the show. And we're talking about oppressed by shame. And the first scripture that we're going to come from is Romans chapter 15, verse 1. And it reads, "We, though, who are strong, ought to bear the weakness of those not strong, and not be pleasing ourselves." Also, we'll read verse 2. "Let each of us please his neighbor in what is good for his upbuilding." See, I do not care about what people say about me, but I do care about how I feel about myself. That's the only opinion that counts. See, when I find myself getting unfocused, I realize I must stop catering to the weakness and take back my control. Sometimes we do things in life because there's nobody to share our pain. And we seek to cause pain to feel not alone. I recall that day I heard this supervisor speaking harsh to her employee. I realized how life will put so many people in your life with selfish reasons and let you down. You must be very strong to handle what life contradicts for you. After the supervisor spoke so cruel to this young lady at the cash register because somebody made an order, and after they made an order, this person wanted to change something. And the young lady was still in training. It was clear to see. Because she didn't know how to go back into the register and make the change. So the supervisor screamed at the young lady, "Type in what they ordered." It was a very embarrassing moment for the young lady. After I received my food, I went took a seat, and I began eating my food. A few moments later, I noticed the young lady was cleaning off tables. I assumed her supervisor got her off the cash register and told her to clean tables. But I realized as she was wiping off the table, also, she was wiping her tears off her face. She never stopped cleaning off the table as her tears were racing down off her face. I was impelled to get out of my seat and try to say something to her, to let her know. Her tears were not unnoticed. I told her to keep your head up. I have been through the same thing in my journey in life. See, I do not care about what people say about me, but I do care about how I feel about myself. That's the only opinion that counts. After that, she said she'll be okay. I just pray that I help her through one of life obstacles so she can get to the next level in her life. I would like to ask you a question. When you see train tracks, and if you wonder how far these tracks go, you are one of many that will not be able to see life to the fullest because you are disillusioned with all the pain in your life, not able to look through your spiritual eye at life. See, if you had a spiritual eye, the question shouldn't be how far these tracks go, but how many people died laying these tracks. So many people can't see the sacrifice what was made. Do you ever wonder my name was being treated with disrespect? When you see homeless people, you start judging appearance, talking about the outward appearance, never taking a second and just wondering about what kind of heart they have. Instead, you see them being weak and not bearing fruit. See, somewhere in life, God took the shield from their circumstances also that we can grow. Let us let them know that I walk this path with you, not as a leader, but as a companion and a friend. The question is, where do I want to be when it comes to my emotions? In the driver's seat or in the passenger seat? Now, life cuts so deep, you must be able to heal quick or be able to have patience to heal before you encounter another cut from this cruel world. Direct your heart successfully, no matter how unlovable or worthless they seem. Therefore, keep reaching towards their cry for help. Now, give them your time. Push forward to enable their hectic impulse to remember the kind act of love you poured out of your heart in expressing deep sorrows. See, if you doesn't get any God word and take them to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. You must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. See, there is a tendency to confuse the condition of life with the process of life. See, when that happens, life itself becomes hard to live. Life is a process of taking what you have and turning it into something worthwhile. So your willingness to do this determines the condition of your life. See, in life, certain people will impersonate understanding. They will smile at you. They will assure you that everything is just fine. They will make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. They may even say, "Yes, I understand." Yet, when the moment comes from demonstration for a demonstration of understanding, what you will get is misinterpretation and misrepresentation and miscommunication. And you will probably get blamed for the misunderstanding. See, certain people will impersonate compassion and concern. They will have you convinced that they have your best interest at heart. When that moment calls for a demonstration of compassion and concern, what you will experience is abandonment, betrayal, rejection, abuse, and or neglect. You feel like, "I can't tell the difference if you a thief or a friend." See, both take your wealth. Thieves steal your possession when they left unattended. Friends, you give them your wealth within you. And all that within you is destroyed because you thought they would use it to help. Instead, they use it for selfish reasons, to gain access to your precious possession to take for themselves. It could be your job or the one that you love. Unless we take the time to gain clarity in the beginning, you may find yourself in the company of an experienced imposter at the end of the friendship. Unleashing your pain. So your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. See, if you experience inner conflict on account of your imperfection, may love move you to pray. See, we need to realize that the devil, the one who first disrupted the universal peace, to observe the oneness of the spirit and the uniting bond of peace. See, do you pray about such love? See, become kind suggests that at least to a certain degree, we may not have been kind and that we may need to improve our first impression of love and authority. If it is important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. See, countless peoples are slow to their responsibility to try to readjust and become kind to one another. One who has attempted to glue two things together knows that both surfaces must be clean before proper bond can be connected. But as individuals, how can we unleash our pain? We need to develop a complete lowness of mind and mountains. First, we form good habits. Then they form us. Subject yourself to a final test, uniting yourself to love and uniting bond of peace. See, a shining light may reveal a danger or an obstacle on your pathway, but it does not remove it. So we must act wisely on what we see at times. Of course, we all make mistakes, and when that occurs, you must become unsatisfied, letting limitation have its way with your decision. See, that inner child in you, what was hurt at a point in your life, where the pain confuses your judgment. Now it is affecting your life. So now you're making choices that hurt every step in your life. So you're picking bad relationships, people abusing your body and your mind, and people telling you that you can't make it in this world without them. And nobody wants you. So you need to switch the mind game and ask them, why are you with me? They will try to give you a crazy answer like, I feel sorry for you. See, the darkened individuals cannot see your glory. So people will try to force their pain in your life. And the key to true freedom is independence for other people's opinion of you. See, an encouragement must be between your heart and mind. Only then can wisdom begin to act with discretion and begin to direct your steps. The evil is trying to materialize the kind of heart you have. The Lord has no other desire but to fulfill itself. Sometimes in life, our misery becomes a mission, and some people's fantasy become a reality. When you think Jesus' love is absent, that didn't mean his love was not active. See, unsatisfied what became a tragedy. We should have had enough of what is not right. See, the highway to Jesus' heart should have turned you away from bad things. See, love can free you from a needless fear. Defeated with underlying issue might you face in life. Be discerning what contributes to you feeling lonely. And if you declare a war with yourself over this issue, you are in for a strenuous battle, a battle that you are almost certain to lose. See, bad association with life have many regrets, whether you like it or not. See, I ask myself, why would a God of love permit evil? So I revisit my standards, and I came to the conclusion to improve the way that I react. Now, I asked God to take away my pain. God said, no, it's not for me to take away your pain, but for you to give it up. And I asked God to grant me patience. God said, no. Patience is produced out of a tribulation. It isn't granted. It earned it. Life is real. God took the shield from circumstances so that you can grow. To gain freedom from the influence of this world is to remember the difference between the now and the past. It's a terrible thing to live without love. The conscience that will die until you step over into love. Powerful emotions are involved. Are you willing to overlook past wrong? Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up as a kid. Learn how to let go of things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. Now, we let circumstances convince ourselves from reaching our goals. We contemplate on the fragments of our lives and let people torment what we have in our hearts. Stop catering to the weakness. Take back your control. Take charge of your life and choose your presence upon this world. So when things begin to change, that's when people will become a threat to your confidence. Only then you are rendered a stable place. See, bad impulse dominate our life and forbid us to see clearly. We embrace the confidence of silence to deliver us from the tendency to engage in the battle of something positive. We are disillusioned by all the broken promises. And some people betrayed people's confidence and exploited people's love. See, time and time again, people are promised much but received little. It's not difficult to understand why people become skeptical of any promises. Of course, many people doesn't have a reasonable balance to deal with whatever they are confronted with in life. People look for other people's weakness to make themselves look strong. You can't be two people at one time. And sometimes we try to become our pain. So we try to manifest our weakness as a strength. So many people choose weakness to get out of a task that God has for us. That's why we don't achieve our goals. There's so many empty quarters people with nothing in them anymore because they became confused. We have the prospect not only to live forever, but also to be loved forever with the right attitude toward God's mercy. Through my observance of people, I realized the misconception. When some people look for attention in other people because they can't get it from who they need it from, so they tolerate being ignored because they feel like the person is harnessing bitterness in their life. So they are so forgiveness of this person to the point that they desire to make them happy by trying to take away their emptiness, but in the process, that's what they took out of themselves. Their happiness is gone. So then you rely on other people to put it back in you. Stop measuring yourself against other people. Avoid becoming paralyzed with fear. Hold fast to what is fine. Be determined to please God. See, the walls in your life is there for protection against people who claim to love you, but use sly promises. An insincere expression of affection to devour someone. But what you do with the rage is within your control. You must have two hearts, one for the old you and one for the new you. Getting unstuck make the mark how you have the power to change your life. How do you develop trust in him? You learn as much as you can by reading the Word of God. Meditating on what you read every day. Keep those negative people out of your life. When they see you sinking, they will not reach down and pick you up and help you to get back to the top of the water, but to let you sink. Stop letting people in life take us down to the bottom. And we will not try to swim to save ourselves from this world of people having no good intention to helping you. They have no honor with their feelings because their life has no hope or inspiration in their life or motivation to do anything with their life. So let's take down the division line between ourselves and stop blaming each other for what's going wrong in our life. Let's work together to understand one another. And talk things out before we make a decision without thinking about the consequences of our actions. Analyze the detail of the obstacles, how you overcame them, how a new chapter to your life is being written. What will it say? What will be recorded in people's minds of your life? Many people blame others for their pain. And people look for other people's weakness to make themselves feel strong. If you feel that I'm trying hard to do what is right, but it's difficult when I feel that I'm being criticized all the time, you need to show yourself more freedom from someone else modifying your expectations. And grant yourself time to acknowledge how you feel about your insight about life. Stop letting life's fears unjustify your dream. You don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. Reaching your goal, if it's important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. If you refuse not to move out the way of life problems and face them head on, only then you will become unsatisfied, letting limitation have its way with your decisions. Become dissatisfied with yourself. Start contemplating why I betrayed my confidence and become displeased with your destination. Only you can add a step in the walk of life. See, God's kind of heart will not be unfailing in reaching your darkest moment. God, take the worst moment of the worst day of your life and reconstruct disappointment. Become unsatisfied, letting limitation have its way with your decision. It only hinders you from receiving your blessing. Stop catering to the weakness. Take back your control. If you stumble, get up and move forward. Unleashing your pain is the breaking point, is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. Stop measuring yourself against other people. Because you don't have fears. You have other people's fears that have been implanted in your mind. See, that's why people don't know themselves. Because they've been living in somebody else's story. See, your story starts out like a blank sheet of paper. As you fill this blank sheet with decision, action, and experience of life that shape your individuality and personality, so love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. You know, some animals have been created with a remarkable ability to hibernate and survive the harshness of a cold winter and extended period of food shortage. People, we have some of these traits. We put ourselves to sleep. We hibernate who we are on the inside because we are beneath other people's opinion of us. So we become like the dead leaves has fallen off the tree. We just lying under the pile of the leaves and waiting for someone to rake them off of us. As your fears absorb in moisture beneath the dead leaves, the soil has been nourishing you with life, waiting for growth. But fears is smothering your life, overlapping you without a way to manifest your greatness. You haven't discovered yet about yourself because it wasn't no one to encourage you what you long to become. See, without sunlight and water and regular love, you will not grow healthy in life. Without someone to see the life there. But we live in a time where people who may have good intentions but who lack the power to carry them out. The reality is that many people do find it very difficult to put faith in anyone's promise. The majority of the time, they is oppressed by shame. At this moment, I would like to go to a break. And I would like to make an announcement that we accept all genre of music, gospel, hip-hop, pop rock, country. We are hip-hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. You'll upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. If you want to participate in the show, one thing you have to do is dial 213-559-2995. I would like to give another shout out to the Hip Hop National honoree today. His name is Jeremiah Asbury. He's 11 years old. He's on the honor roll. This young man, I've been knowing for a minute. I said to myself, I cannot mentor to a whole bunch of kids at one time. So I figured that I'd take my time and then devote my time to one child. See that I can spend time with him to get the chance to know this young man. And so recently that's what I've been doing with this young man. I go through his house and I visit him. And we sit down and we talk about how he's doing in school. I ask about what his dreams are, what are some things he would like to do. I know he at a young age right now. And I met a young man at a mechanic shop. And he was standing around a bunch of older guys. And I just noticed the young man over there, and I started asking the young man some questions. And he started explaining things to me what he would like to become when he grew up. He would like to have his own shop. The young man sounded so convincing to me. I said to myself, this is possible for this young man to reach his dream, but it will not be possible if someone is not there to see this young man grow into a real man. So at that moment right there, I said, I'm going to make this my purpose. One of my purposes in life is to keep in contact with this young man and to see how this young man is going to keep his word and keep his dream alive. So I go to the young man's house, we talk, we sit down. He calls me all the time and asks me about, you know, coming over. I give him a few dollars because I think he goes, he's a water boy on the football team and the basketball team, so he's the equipment manager and stuff like that, doing a lot of activity dealing with school and keeping himself out of trouble. So I said to myself, I don't mind, you know, getting $4 or $5 here and there, trying to help a young man to reach his goals in life, just to finish school. That's the most important thing, just for this young man to finish school. His father is not in his life right now, but he's the only boy, and I think he's got 6 sisters, if I'm not mistaken. And so I know how it feels to be the only child and the only male in the household. So I know there's a lot of pressure upon him to want to be the man of the house. But his father is not in his life. I don't know too much about his father. One thing I do know, he did express that he do see his father from time to time. You know, I'm not going to say anything bad about the man's father because we need to encourage one another instead of picking out bad points about a person. I just pray that his father, you know, get himself back on track and realize that he got a fine young man. So, like I say, I go there and I talk to the young man. And sometimes I let him drive my car around the yard and stuff like that to make him feel important. You know, every time I come over his house, I see him running out towards the road with a smile on his face. It makes me feel good that I'm trying to do something to make a change in somebody's life. You know, if it only one person. If I can only make a change in one person's life, I will feel like I have done something with my life. I just want this young man to know that I care more about him than I cared about myself. So I want him to carry that thought to the next person, to care about someone else more than yourself, to give yourself, to give of yourself. And like I say, sometimes I can't spend much time with a young man like I would like to because I got a very busy schedule. And I try to explain that to the young man. So if you have anybody out there that you're trying to mentor to, and I understand it's a very hard task to do. If you're a very busy person to keep the schedule. See, I doesn't have any kids. So it's kind of new to me. He liked my little son. So I spent a lot of time trying to stay focused on the things that I need to do. There was a situation that took place and I didn't get the chance to say something or do something with him. My thought pattern tells me to say to yourself what I did not do yesterday that I need to do today for this young man. Was there something he was trying to explain to me and I really didn't give him my undivided attention? Think about that. What I didn't notice or what went unnoticed about something this young man was trying to say to me. And that's a lot of problems that what goes on in this world. We do not notice certain things in life. They go unnoticed. Just like this young lady that I keep reflecting back to that time, this young lady that I went to the restaurant to eat, and the supervisor, how harsh he spoke to this young lady. I know it crushed her little heart because later on in that hour she was cleaning off the tables and she was crying and wiping the tears off her face. She never stopped working. She continued to work. And people inside of the place did not notice the young lady was crying. And that was a very touching thing to see. And with this person doing the best that they can, you know, to do their job. And we got to be very conscious of what we say to a person or how we say something to a person. Because that cruel word, that this lady said could be a lifetime thing that this young lady keeps in her mind. And that can hold her back from reaching her goals in life. Just that one word. So I always try to be very careful what I say to people, so how I come across to people. I always want to be remembered by somebody saying that, you know, that was a nice young man. That was a good person. He had a good heart or something like that, instead of saying that was a mean person. That just doesn't, I doesn't want that to be remembered about me. So those are some of the things I'm trying to do to better myself, to be a better person, so I can help someone else to become a more better person themselves. I think once we take that responsibility, to care for our neighbors and for our brothers and sisters, only then this world can be a better place. It's not going to be an easy task, because you can see so many things that are taking place in life. You know, people's going on a shooting spree. I'm reading an article the day that some young teenager shot fire to a newborn baby. That was a very sad story to read about. Those are the stories that go unnoticed, that the media doesn't really focus on. It focuses on things that really doesn't matter that much in life. Talking about cell phones and all that different kind of things. We need to talk about ordinary people and real pain in life. That's only when we will be able to solve some of these problems that are taking place in these kids' life, in grown people's life. But they still holding on to those grudges that took place in their life as they was growing up. Somebody in their family or family member done something to you, and you can still recall that that embarrassing moment. But I would just like to say that for us to get to the next level in life, search your heart. Search for a better understanding of life. And accept your share of the responsibility to take care of your brother. Today, I don't know if y'all are a lot of football fans out there. I think it's a big game going on today. I met this Carolina Panther player, Thomas Davis. He's from my hometown. He's shooting a video or something about his childhood, growing up, the things that he went through in life, the way he was living. In a little small town, maybe about 2,000 people that stay here. And they is riding around and on site shooting places, the houses that this man used to live in. And right now, I think he's getting, you know, he played with the Panthers. He's an NFL football player. And I know the young man. I grew up with a young man. I'm older than this young man. I grew up knowing this young man in his family. And I can recall when I listened to one of the interviews that he had, and he was speaking about how he grew up and he was very poor, how he used to have to kitchen cord to the neighbor house to get some electricity. Now I think he's getting a $2.3 million house built, something like that. I'm not sure. But I know it's a big house. And I'm just thinking about that, being oppressed by shame. And as the people was over to this certain house, and I was looking at, man, he gonna show this. This is a very strong young man to be able to show some parts from his past that the average person would be very oppressed and shameful where they came from. But for this young man to embrace who he were and where he came from is what made him the man who you are today. I think he's he got a foundation that is for the kids, defending the kids' dreams, you know. He's doing a great job. This young man inspired me. He can mentor to a lot of kids on a big massive basis, but I can only do it at one at a time. We still got the same goal, is to help these young kids that are unfortunate in life, to give them a chance to live their dreams. But I just wanted to give that out, Thomas Davis, coming back home. I think he built a park for the kids, there's a basketball court. So he's coming back home trying to help the kids out, and he gave some bicycles away for Christmas, stuff like that to help the young kids. You know, like I said, he's a very humble young man. And like I said, I can recall when the young man wasn't as fortunate as others. But he kept focused in life. He stayed determined to better himself, not to continue to live this way. He wasn't oppressed by shame. He embraced the responsibility to accept the share of responsibility to make a better life for himself and his family. And like I said, I just wanted to give a big shout out to Thomas Davis because I met him today. He's back home, and, you know, doing this interview about the way he used to live. I don't know when it's going to air, but just giving y'all a head up, and this is probably going to be aired soon. But I'm from his hometown, and I just want to give a shout out to him for that. But let's get back to ordinary. You know, he started out just like an ordinary man, and just like everybody else, to better himself, to manifest his greatness. That's what he had to do to discover what he hadn't yet discovered about himself. Once you find yourself and find your purpose, that's when you will only begin to learn how to live in life. And that's when you start believing in yourself. We cannot erase all the bad things that took place in our life as we was growing up. But we can learn how to embrace it and move forward. Take it out of our life from being a stumble block and help it to be a step in our life. But right now I would like to go to a short break. we accept all genre of music and gospel, hip hop, pop rock, country, and et cetera. We are hip hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. Upload your music. Upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Now, if you would like to call in and participate with the show, the only thing you have to do is call 213-559-2995. And like I said, we have a new segment. We have a new segment, and it's a Hip Hop National Honor Roll. Now, we want to recognize the kids for all their hard work in school and doing a great job. And if you want to have a give your shout out for being on Honor Roll and doing good in school, you can give us a call and give us your information so that we could announce your child doing a great job and recognize the things that he's doing in school. I think that's the most important thing, to focus our attention on the young kids and stop putting things off what we can do today or tomorrow. And that is helping your kids' dreams stay alive. And the most important thing that I learned is to get a close relationship with your God. Whoever your God may be, if your God is producing great results from your work and your actions that you do in life, that's just fine. Keep producing good things and good spirit. So we need to take the division line out and stop pointing fingers at this God, that God. And let's just appreciate the real original God that's only true God. And that's the one that lives within you. That gives you life. That inspires you to do good. To do better in life. But we sometimes get caught up in a lot of things in life. So I'm just trying to not get too far off track and trying to stay on point about being oppressed by shame. And we need to recall the scriptures of Romans chapter 15 and verse 1 and 2. We though who are strong ought to bear the weakness of those not strong, and not to be pleasing ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor in what is good for his upbuilding. Those are some of the things that we need to do to get back to the basic things in life to improve our attitudes and personalities. Stop being so mad and angry and frustrated in life. We have to learn how to let go of certain things in life. Stop letting that took place. Stop letting that thing in your life took place 40 years ago still have control over it. This person may have said something or done something to you. This person may be dead and gone. This person been dead 20 or 30 years ago. But whatever he did or done, or she, still have control over you. Take back your control. Forgive who or whatever you need to forgive and move on in life. It's very hard to do. It's not an easy thing to do. I'm not going to sit here and say it will be easy. No, it's not going to be easy. As individuals, we need to recognize our spiritual side in us. Once we can connect to our spiritual side and learn how to stop judging people from their outward appearance, look at what people have to offer on the inside. And that's the most important thing. To give the gift that keep on giving. You know, how do you want to be remembered in this? You know, when your day comes, what you want them to say? Oh, we used to hang on the street corner. We did such and such. And we drank, we partied, we had a good time. What did you do with your life? Did you impel somebody to do some good in life? Did you help somebody? Will this person keep a fine and a good memory of you? Will they remember all the bad things you did? That's not the way I want to be remembered in my life. I want somebody to say something good about this young man. This young man tried to help somebody. This man tried to help a brother when he was going in the wrong way. This man, John, Lowe tried to help somebody when they needed something to eat or something to drink, a glass of water. John Lowe would give his shirt off his back to help his brother. That's just the type of person that I am. Through this process of learning, that person told me, John, you got too good of a heart. It's going to get you in trouble. If I'm going to get in trouble in life, let me get in trouble by my heart trying to do something to do something good instead of doing something bad and getting in trouble with. That's what I said to the young lady. Hold up your head. We all sometime in life go through this journey with people that's going to scream at us, that's going to shout at us. But do not let that hold you back. Do not let that stop you from achieving the things you want to achieve in life. Fold your head up. But I'd just like to end this show with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask you to help us to stay on the pathway that lead us back to you. We may detour sometime, but make all roads lead back towards you in your mercy and your kind. And your kind heart will always be there to notify us. You will be there to comfort us. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd just like to say that I would like to give a shout out to Poet Williams. He worked so hard trying to bring Hip Hop National Radio to the point of recognition and trying to help people out there. He gave his all. He gave his heart. He put his heart into his work and also to reach y'all hearts to bring this show to you every Sunday. And I just want to thank God for letting a person like Poetic Wing to keep putting up the fight, to put up a good fight. It's a struggle. It's not easy. There's a lot of circumstances and obstacles that he got to overcome to keep this thing going. You know, you can go to the website. They have a donation button at the bottom. You can leave a donation. Much as you would like to, but we really could use a donation to help to keep this broadcast going. Also that we can get some better equipment so that we can upgrade, so we can do some more things in the future that we have in plan to bring to the show. But we cannot get there without a little help. We're not looking for a handout, we're looking for a hand up. That's one of my favorite quotes that I like to say, you know, to people. A lot of people think you just got your hand out. You're looking for a hand up to help fuel our show so that we can be able to reach you more and so that we can be able to have more free time to give all of us a chance to learn more about one another and to learn more about life. And I just wanted to give a shout out to my man Poetic Wiggins out there. They're working hard on the grind. Have a family. He's taking care of his family, working hard and trying to do this show. This is one of his dreams, something he wants to leave behind as a legacy. And like I say, he made a good name for himself. I just want to give him a shout out to let him know that all his hard work haven't went unnoticed. You know, he's a friend of mine, and I thank God for allowing him to line us up so that we could meet. I just want to give a big shout-out to my man, Forty. We can keep up the good fight. I keep praying for you and your family, and I keep praying for the show, and I keep praying for the audience out there that are listening, that tuning in to the show, so that we can all grow as one family and to become oneness in our love with each other. So I just would like to say for all the artists out there, y'all have a great Sunday. And may God bless you. Have a great day.